Obituary. Michael Hart. Michael Hart, father of e-books and founder of Project Gutenberg, died on September 6th, aged 64.
Among the episodes in his life that didn't last, that were over almost before they began, including a spell in the army and a try at marriage, Michael Hart was a street musician in San Francisco. He made no money at it, but then he never bought into the money system much. Garage sale t-shirts, canned beans for supper were his sort of thing. He gave the music away for nothing because he believed it should be as freely available as the air you breathed, or as the wild blackberries and raspberries he used to gorge on growing up in the woods near Tacoma in Washington State. All good things should be abundant, and they should be free. He came to apply that principle to books, too. Everyone should have access to the great works of the world, whether heavy, Shakespeare, Moby Dick, Pi to 1 million places, or light, Peter Pan, Sherlock Holmes, the Kama Sutra. Everyone should have a free library of their own, the whole Library of Congress if they wanted, or some esoteric little subset. He liked Romanian poetry himself and Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha. The joy of e-books, which he invented, was that anyone could read those books anywhere, free, on any device, and every text could be replicated millions of times over. He dreamed that by 2021 he would have provided 1 million e-books each, a petabyte of information that could probably be held in one hand to 1 billion people all over the globe, a quadrillion books just given away. As powerful as the bomb, but beneficial. That dream had grown from small beginnings, from him, a student at the University of Illinois in Urbana, hanging round a huge old mainframe computer on the night of the 4th of July in 1971, with the sound of fireworks still in his ears. The engineers had given him, by his reckoning, $100 million worth of computer time in those infant days of the Internet. Wondering what to do, ferreting in his bag, he found a copy of the Declaration of Independence he had been given at the grocery store, and a light bulb pinged on in his head. Slowly, on a 50-year-old teletype machine with punched paper tape, he began to bang out, when in the course of human events... This was the first free e-text, and none better as a declaration of freedom from the old boy network of publishing. What he typed could not even be sent as an email in case it crashed the ancient ARPANET system. He had to send a message to say that it could be downloaded. 6 people did, of perhaps 100 on the network. It was followed over years by the Gettysburg Address, the Constitution and the King James Bible, all arduously hand-typed, full of errors by Mr. Hart. No one particularly noticed. He mended people's hi-fis to get by. Then from 1981, with a growing band of volunteer helpers scanning rather than typing, a flood of e-texts gathered. By 2011, there were 33,000, accumulating at a rate of 200 a month, with translations into 60 languages, all given away free. No wonder money-oriented rivals such as Google and Yahoo sprang up all round as the new century dawned, claiming to have invented e-books before him. He called his enterprise Project Gutenberg. This was partly because Gutenberg, with his printing press, had put wagon loads of books within the reach of people who had never read before, and also because printing had torn down the wall between haves and have-nots, literate and illiterate, rich and poor, until whole power structures toppled. Mr. Hart, for all his burly, hippie affability, was a cyber revolutionary, with a snappy list of the effects he expected e-books to have. Book prices plummet, literacy rates soar, education rates soar, old structures crumble, as did the church, scientific revolution, industrial revolution, humanitarian revolution. If all these upheavals were tardier than he hoped, it was because of the Mickey Mouse copyright laws. Every time men found a speedier way to spread information to each other, government made it illegal. During the lifetime of Project Gutenberg alone, the average time a book stayed in copyright in America rose from 30 to almost 100 years. Mr. Hart tried to stay out of trouble, posting works that were safely in the public domain, but chafed at being unable to give away books that were new and fought all copyright extensions like a tiger. Unlimited distribution was his mantra. Give everyone everything, break the bars of ignorance down. He lived without a mobile phone in a chaos of books and wiring. The computer hardware in his basement, from where he kept an unbossy watch over the whole project, often not bothering to pick up his monthly salary, was 10 years old, and the software 20. Simple crowdsourcing was his management style, where people scanned or keyed in works they loved and sent them to him. Project Gutenberg books had a frugal look, with their plain vanilla ASCII format, which might have been produced on an old typewriter, but then it was content, not form, that mattered to Mr. Hart. These were great thoughts, and he was sending them to people everywhere, available to read at the speed of light and free as the air they breathed.
The Economist.
September 24th to September 30th, 2011.
Word for word. The articles from this week's edition of The Economist in audio.
The Economist is available from all good newsagents and by subscription. Visit economist.com.
The audio edition of The Economist is produced by Talking Issues. TalkingIssues.com. Straight talking audio downloads.